So welcome to Brick by Brick, the new direction. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. and I'm going to give you everything I have. I'm going to make an attempt to be completely transparent. I'm going to launch us in a great direction, maybe a new direction. It's not my intent to change what I've already done, but it is my intent to take it to another level. You see, I have 100 people depending on me. In fact, most of the people that I know personally, their primary income is me. So what do? Well, I feel a call that I'm supposed to build a multi-million dollar business, but here's the deal, it's not for greed, it's not for money. In fact, I plan to give 80% of that money back. I just know that I'm supposed to do something. If you know anything about me, you know that from 6 to 14, I was homeless. And then I wound up getting adopted at 14 and then aging out of Child Protective Services. I'm just trying to give back. And I think I can do it. No, in fact, I know I can do it. I have no doubt in myself. I have no idea how I'm going to do it, but I know for sure that I'm going to do it. So I figured we've been inspiring thousands of people every week about how to be successful. How about I show you the inside, behind the scenes, my struggles, my mess ups, my triumphs. How about I show you all of that? Show it to you well, show it to you transparently. And what's the best way to build your own self and your own business brick by brick than watching me build this brick by brick? So here's where we are. Here's what I'm doing. Here's what I believe can happen. Welcome to Brick by Brick.
Welcome to this behind the scenes episode of Brick by Brick with Antonio and myself. How are you?
I'm doing good. So we're going to go behind the scenes. It's been a while since we did one. We want to put one up. I've got some questions. You've got some questions. So I guess, and we're driving right now, so we're headed to print companies so we can print out some important things that we need. And so you've got some notes pulled up, Tempest. So guys, here's what, so I've created a focus in which I want to, we're starting a tech company, and it's more software engineering. So we're going to talk about that, and so we're going to, I'm going to stop like addressing you guys, and just me and Tempest is going to just talk some real questions. And it's actually started. I got some stuff that I got in my head I've been keeping from her, and then on purpose, so we can make this as natural as possible. So, okay, Tempest, so tech company. So we know it's called Coding. We got that far. Okay, we got that far, and I've got a lot of ideas about it. So what are your ideas for this tech company? Like what's the focus? Like, what are we focusing on? What would you like to focus on? Well, okay, so here's what we already know. We know for sure we want to build, we're not focused on websites, that's, you know, whatever, right? That's whatever. We want to make the greatest apps, well, you know, apps and other things as well.
Right.
Okay. So, first off, what's our unfair advantage? How about we ask that first? From your perspective, what's your unfair advantage of a tech company? Like, we're going to start a tech company. I'm not asking that right. What's your unfair advantage? What makes it unfair to be Tempest? What's your unfair advantage?
What makes it unfair to be me?
Yeah, you do some things better than what other people would do. You do them in an administrative professional field. So what's the unfair advantage that you have? Now, I'll tell you why I'm asking this question. Because I want to tie both of our unfair advantages into Code Inc. And so when we reach our unfair advantages, identify them properly, and we put them inside of what we're building, then we'll be building to our strengths.
Okay.
And then there's people like, we're two totally different polar opposite people, which means we'll be reaching a great and vast amount of people, and we'll be doing so on the strengths of our unfair advantage. Make sense now?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Now, I'll deal with the business side of it and fix it and point it into Code Inc. But this list, what's the unfair advantage of Tempest?
I don't know.
Well, for sure, you're the greatest administrative professional in the world. So that's my opinion. Well, that's my opinion. So what? Okay, let's bring out your competitive side. You're very competitive. Put you next to some arrogant boss that wants to replace you because he's underestimating how important you are to the scene. So he invites his family member, who's also arrogant, to replace you as an administrative professional.
Okay.
And they're both cocky and arrogant.
Okay.
And they think they can just do your job because all you do is file papers and control the calendar. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or put things in a calendar.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, in your head, you're not saying anything out loud. You know that's going to fail because you're saying they have no idea that I do this and I do it better than anybody around here. What is that?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, I'm going to keep asking the question until you get it. Because this, we need to talk about our unfair advantage. Okay? So, what is it? Put yourself back in the situation. That guy's arrogant.
Right.
They're trying to replace you.
All right.
All you do is file papers.
Uh-huh.
Is that all you do?
No.
Okay, so when you're filing papers, what's your unfair advantage about filing papers? What do you understand about keeping an organized structure inside of an organized structure that I wouldn't understand because I don't?
I guess that there's a method to it. Like, it's not just filing papers. Like, I would make sure that the most important thing gets in there first, and then something that, you know, somebody's not really going to look for in the next few days or next few months, you know, gets put on the back, not on the back burner, but it doesn't have the priority as, you know, what someone really needs.
So you definitely can understand. You understand how to prioritize things that need to be prioritized more than somebody else is just trying to prioritize them.
Yes.
But you're not just prioritizing them. How are you prioritizing it? Is it by alphabetical order? Or you're prioritizing it by the needs of the company? Or are you prioritizing by this person loves this company and this person needs to be addressed first?
Probably a mixture of all of those.
Okay, then. So now we're coming to the... I already know what some of your unfair advantages are.
Okay.
But I'm not... I don't want to tell you. I need you to identify them. You need to do it. I don't want to lead you. That's why I'm trying to lead you.
Okay.
However, there it is. So inside of all my companies, you know who will jump first at something that I say.
Yeah.
In a good way. Like, oh, yeah, man, if he's on it, I'm with it. Type thing. How does that play? Like, but why? What makes you? That's an advantage. What makes you know that? How do you know the people in my company or the people in my strategic partnerships better than anybody else besides me? Because nobody else knows them like that. So why is that? That's an unfair advantage. I just led you into one.
Observant, I guess. That's what.
No, it's not a matter of just being observant. It's a matter of you've come to know these people. So it's not you just forget the audience. You just talk because I want to discuss about our unfair advantage so we can time into the company.
Okay.
All right. So here we are. Why is it that you know everything not only about me but about everybody I work with? Why is that? That's definitely an unfair advantage. But why? Just get to the meat of that. Why do you take the time to do that?
Because I feel like it's important. It helps me be better at my job. It helps you be better at your job. You can't. I think you can't service people if you don't know what they want or what they don't want. I don't know.
No, those are all great answers. Keep going. Why is it that your dream is to be an administrative professional?
Like, that's just dream. My passion.
But why? Why is it your passion?
I don't know.
What do you love about it? You just listed some things.
I love everything. I love helping people. I love being in the background. Like, I don't want to be out front. So, I like being in the background. I like creating systems that makes the company work or makes the company work better.
Okay. Now, watch this here. Watch this here. So, I know you're trying, because I know you. You're trying to understand what I'm trying to do, why I'm asking these questions, so you can give me the greatest answer to why I'm asking these questions. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Right? That's
yeah,
fair?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay. So don't do that. Let me tell you what I just did with my brain. What I just did with my brain that you can't do because it's my brain is tapped into your brain because I can't do it because it's your brain. And here's what I just did. Well, Code Inc., maybe we should, while we're becoming our tech company, while we're developing all this tech stuff, we should develop apps for people who love to stay behind the scenes and create some sort of app. Now, I'm putting too much out there, right? But create some sort of app that allows people to input these things in the app about different people, different company, their bosses, whatever, and this app makes them better at being better at their job. Mm-hmm. My boss loves this. Mm-hmm. What do people that love the color yellow, what does that say about the color yellow? What is the people that love to play golf, what does that say about? Who are the average type of people that play golf? Who are the average type of people that play sports? And you get a certain profile from these people, and it will help you understand people better. Now, wouldn't it be amazing if you could put in some information about somebody? Like, wouldn't it be amazing if you could put information about one of the partners that I work with, and you find out what they like? They say, oh, I like to golf, I like to travel, I like to such and such, I like to such and such. And then you're just secretly writing this down, and behind the scenes, what you're doing is, you're putting it all into a little app, and this app generates a profile about this person. And so now, you can not only use your own natural ability to use your instincts to see what this person likes. Now you got this wonderful app that tells you exactly what this person, a general profile, like what, you know, FBI behavior analysis, right? Mm-hmm. What this profile would do to a person, you know. And then now you fully understand this person. App may say something like, this person doesn't like the small talk. Mm-hmm. So you never come to that person with small talk. Wouldn't an app like that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Would be absolutely great?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I just did.
Okay.
That's our unfair advantages. See, what I just did was see what's your unfair advantage, because why would we build anything that doesn't play to our strengths? See, I'm dropping knowledge and you're not.
No, I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so don't try to figure me out. And I just put like a $1 billion app idea out there on the internet now, so now someone's going to build that before we build it. However... What's your unfair advantage? Let me start off.
Okay.
All right. Let me start off. Well, you asked me the question.
What's your unfair advantage?
So for sure, I'm stubborn, so I don't know how to fail. Like that's very unfair. A lot of people are defeated by defeat. Not me. If anything, well, first off, I don't even know what defeat is.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know that. So defeat is completely insignificant to me. So I don't know how to quit.
Right.
So I won't stop until something's successful. That's an extreme unfair advantage. Mm-hmm. For one, I'm a great motivator. I can influence people to do just about anything. Right. You said it for me, right? So just about anything. And good thing my motives are correct, right? Mm-hmm. So I can influence people just about anything. So my unfair advantages are I can influence anybody on any level, educated, non-educated, soccer mom, a hairstylist. It doesn't matter. Whatever background you come from, I'm there. I'm totally there. Mm-hmm. I've either been there before, got partners who are there, best friends with someone who's there, or on my way there. Either way, I'm there. That's, you know, I'm able to jump up and down and become whoever I need to be to influence whoever I need to influence. Does mm-hmm. that make sense? Mm-hmm. That's an extreme unfair advantage. And what if we can create apps to do such a thing? I'm just saying. Anything's possible. Let's face it, I'm a preacher. That's an unfair advantage. So I have certain ties to the community or respect
True.
That most people wouldn't have because of my profession, right? Mm-hmm. So if I was like a nurse starting a nursing business, that's a bit of an unfair advantage. I know.
You know the ins and outs.
I know the ins and outs, but not only I know the ins and outs, I have connections mm-hmm. with people that I, like if I was trying to start a medical, I don't know, whatever. I don't know how to ask Dr. such and such because I don't know Dr. such and such. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, clearly my unfair advantage is the preacher side of things. So that now includes motivation or inspiration or even correction type things. So that's an unfair advantage. So I'm a computer programmer. That's definitely an unfair advantage. Mm-hmm. I write code, and I'm pretty good at it. That's definitely an unfair advantage. I'm a businessman. That's an unfair advantage because I understand the business side of things, right?
Right.
And I'm retired. That's an unfair advantage. I have nothing but time, right? I mean, I have nothing but time to do the things that I would like to do.
Right.
So all these unfair advantages. And now we're going to figure out how to tie those into the coding company.
Okay.
Okay. Let me explain more so we can. Here's why. Now, see, this is totally natural. I'm going to address the audience one more time now. See, guys, we're having a totally. I'm putting you behind the scenes. We need to build this code in greatly. But since I am a businessman and since I do understand two things, since one of my unfair advantages is I am a successful businessman. I was trying to not sound so arrogant, but that's, you know, but I am. And another one is I am a pretty influential person, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but, I mean, that's what people say. I understand that I'm not going to be able to influence you if you hate what you do, number one. Right? If I put you somewhere in coding, or if I have us doing something that you don't believe in, well, what? You know?
Right.
Type thing? Okay. That's number one. Number two is, since I am the business side, I also understand how to take an idea and monetize it.
Okay.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to do. Figure out, since you're a partner, I'm a partner, figure out what's unique about you and what you do best. Then figure out what I do best. Put these best together, and they're spectacular, and everything we build in this company will only be spectacular and filling out needs. Who else better to fix a problem with a calendar than a personal assistant? Like, who, don't you use planners?
Oh, yeah.
And they got calendars in them?
Yes.
All right. So you use planners, they got calendars in them. And you're like, man, this should really have this.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an unfair advantage. So one of your unfair advantages, you're so good at administrative professional things that you know exactly what's wrong with the administrative professional things. And we can fix those things.
Sure.
So clearly, a part of what we do should be, we should definitely, as far as our company, we should focus on making administrative professional lives better.
I agree.
Every app, not every, but lots of apps that we do, or whatever it is, anything we focus on should be focused on that category as well. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so not only should it just be focused on that category, but it's a point in place and time in which now you have a heart for those people because you are those people. So you can imagine some tempest out there that's going, okay, this sucks, and I want to make this better. And we're going to toil all night long, past the midnight, burn the midnight oil, past the stars, and working on the app that blesses and helps administrative professionals. Fair right. enough?
Fair.
Now, to your knowledge, who's out there or what companies out there is doing such a thing?
None.
All right. So now, let's get to the business of it, and let's see if we can get you to be a little more vocal now so we can actually, because you know how I like some ideas floating back and forth. So now that you know what I'm trying to do, tell me more things that you know that other people just don't know. It's not bragging. I know you don't brag. But you got the administrative professional side. But it's more than that. Like, what do you do well? What do you do well administrative professionally?
I guess... I don't know. Create systems?
Okay, you do. You're very good at creating systems. Right? And you're very good at creating systems, not only for me, but you create a system for yourself. So then we should, you're right. Okay, so you get it. So you should be writing this down. Yeah, you should totally write this down. Create an app. Or actually, you can put it, I think I asked the question in there. So create a little space in that same thing. When I asked, what are our unfair advantages? What are you doing? Tell them what you're doing so they make sense of these things.
So we're making notes on what we hash out over this podcast so we can go back and actually do what
we... Okay, fair enough. So I created a note and you have access to my notes. Read them the title of that note. Like, go back and read them to that. This has nothing to do with the listeners. This has everything to do with what I'm trying to build. And so read it word for word, whatever it says. I don't know what it says, but you read it. And so, because there's an Antonio Smith out there right now going, man, I really need to, I'm trying to build this thing and I want to know how somebody else is doing it. And that's what, okay, so tell them how I'm doing it.
The note is called Make a Legacy Company Direction.
Okay, and that's the Make a Legacy is the name of every single thing that I own. And inside of this, we have Code Inc. And this note's called Company Direction. Mm-hmm. All right, now. Before you start talking, do I know the company direction? Is that what that is? Or am I asking questions about the company direction?
You're asking questions.
All right. So these are raw ideas from me. Mm-hmm. Okay. So just read into where we are. And then we can, that'll help us out. That'll help us build. Because here's the deal. We're not just for to start this tech company with no freaking direction. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Right? That's just not going to happen. You know me better than that. That's not going to happen. And I know you better than that. And at the same time, I'm not starting anything to be average either.
Gotcha.
And I'm not starting anything to be like anybody else either. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm not just starting it not to fill a niche, however you want to say it, either. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm trying to find our own lane to travel in. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can read.
You want to read everything or just where we are?
At least where we are. What? Actually, how much is before everything? How much is before where we are in that?
Quite a bit.
All right, so just read where we are. Well, explain everything before what I'm saying, and then read where we are. Because I want these people to have, I want somebody to do the same thing if it works for them. If it works for us, then it's going to work for them. So explain what's going on.
So I guess these are just questions that popped up in your head that you have answered that. You asked the questions.
Okay, so read like two of the questions, and I'll be able to explain why I did it.
What does this company seek to accomplish? What is the value of my company? What is our niche?
Okay, well, yeah, it's good then. So, okay, so what I did was I wrote a note to myself, and this is on my iPhone. You guys got, if you got a smartphone, which you probably do, then you can, go into your note application. If you don't have a smartphone or anything like that, just write down on a piece of paper, right? Mm-hmm. And what I'm asking myself, I can see what I'm doing now, is I'm asking myself these first and foremost questions, these foundational questions. Because if you don't have a direction, then you fail. So I'm homing in my thoughts. What's the direction? What's the value of this company, right? Like, what's the value? Is there value? Is it not value? Am I doing anything? You know, no point in starting a business if it doesn't have value. Mm-hmm. Okay. So do I bring a value? Do you bring a value? You know, type thing. Good. Mm-hmm. So, and I told you to pick a place in there because we're going to address... Before we end, or before I'm comfortable with ending maybe season 3 or season 3 and 4 of this podcast, we're going to address every single thing on there. Like, that is for sure. Okay. So now I got you on the spot with the first addressation. That's not a word, but, you know, the first time. Okay, good. And that question was?
What is my unfair advantage?
All right. So what's my unfair advantage? Mm-hmm. And what's your unfair advantage? So my thought process here is, you can start typing what we already typed, is what do I already do well that we can apply? And I'm speaking for myself right now. What do I do well that I could put inside this tech company? Because you want to operate in what you do well. That's the only way to operate. I don't want to start in my weaknesses. I want to start in my unfair advantage. And now I'm asking you your unfair advantage. And my goal is to hook up my unfair advantage, hook up your unfair advantage. And since we're both good at creating systems, and one of your unfair advantages is creating a system, we create a system around both our unfair advantages and put that system inside the tech company. And then we start building towards our unfair advantages and help people who need to benefit or who can benefit from our unfair advantage. Make sense now?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So one of the unfair advantages we wrote down is you're great at administrative professionals, professionalism. You're great at learning me and my clients, or our clients in this case. What else did we say? You know what's wrong with tools that administrative professionals use, right? Like things that are missing. Like, had the person been designing this app was an actual secretary, they would have included this. But since they're not, they didn't include this one step that makes our lives easier. All right, you get what I'm saying? It's like you work at a restaurant and the people on the board change an idea. And it sounds good until you actually try to do the idea on the front line making the food. And it's like, man, this has slowed my job down by 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 seconds doesn't sound like a big deal. But when you got customers coming in wanting to get out your restaurant in 30 seconds.
Right.
Now.
It's a huge problem.
It's a huge problem. 30 seconds is a huge problem. Good. So that's a huge problem. But that's only because the people making the ideas don't have the unfair advantage of actually doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So as far as intelligence goes, the people that get paid minimum wage are actually more intelligent at that job than the people who created the job.
Correct.
Okay, then. That's why I'm trying to identify our unfair advantages. So did we finish listing yours? Some of them?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mine, computer programming. I know computer programming. I know I'm software. I'm not good at hardware. So it wouldn't kind of, as love as I would love to be Apple, because Apple is the only company that I can think of that controls 100% their software and their hardware, and then gives you the software for free, but you buy the hardware. That's completely different than, you know, Google, or, you know, what Google is, Android. You know what I'm saying? The other companies.
Right.
Much as I would love to do that, I suck at hardware. Like, let's just face it. So we shouldn't be. So it would make no sense for me to make this a tech company that's designing hardware unless I go get a business partner, or we go get a business partner that's good at hardware. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why I'm doing this here, and that's why we're having this conversation. So tech and all that stuff, you know it. You can list it. We ain't got to. You list it. You know what I just said. You know, tech, preacher, influence, circle, master's degree, bachelor and master's, that helps. That helps somewhere. My unfair advantage is that I'm a scholar. So if we're going to, you know, develop some apps in the religious area, it's definitely an unfair advantage to have a scholar. Scholars need different things and use different languages to do certain things. So I'm going to understand what makes a scholar's life easier. So, you know, so that app would be, it could be made for your common laity and also have an option for scholars, right? That's an unfair advantage. Then nobody, okay, good. Cool. So that's what I want to do. I think we want to, I think we want to, well, let me ask you a question and we'll close out, because all I want to talk about right now is just unfair advantage. What unfair advantages, or what do you have to say about this thus far?
I think it's a smart idea to identify, because, like you said, you're not going to want to operate in your weaknesses. But if you don't know what your advantages are, then you really don't have a direction. Like, you can create a company, but if you don't have an advantage or an unfair advantage in that industry, then what sets you apart from someone else? So, I don't know. I mean, I never started a company before, but I don't know if that's what people actually sit down and think about. If not, then that's a great way. That's a great starting point, I think.
Nice. And yeah, I think you're absolutely correct. Well, actually, I know you're absolutely correct. And this is, I only know this because I failed at so many businesses, right? Mm-hmm. Some have been successful, some have been failures. Like, that's the only way to be successful is to fail. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so that's, I'm glad you said that. So, well, guys, I mean, there you have it. I don't want to end it just yet, because I feel like Tempest, you got one more super nugget to lunch here. What do you think about us, this company, specifically Tech? What do you think about us tying in our unfair advantage to Tech? Because that doesn't, because we don't, I mean, let's face it, I'm a professional speaker and preacher. Mm-hmm. You're an administrative professional. That's not the two main parties. If you had to, if this was a perfect world and you said, I need to scour planet Earth, mm-hmm. like if you were like some higher being, and you could look at planet Earth and go, all right, I need to start the world's next big tech company. Mm-hmm. I need to pick from 7 billion people. Mm-hmm. Would you go and, like, you know, you in your search query of planet Earth, mm-hmm. would you check all? Because that wouldn't be something you do. That's just too many. Why would you look at 7 billion? You would try to narrow it out. So then when you go to fields, would one of your field be, all right, let's go religious and let's go administration?
No.
Okay, so we've established that if you're going to start a tech company, you're a higher being. You wouldn't even look in our categories, you would go.
So those fields, you're like, why is this even here?
Okay, exactly. Like, why? Who does this? Yeah. Why, okay, great. Now we're on the same page. Okay, good. So what I'm trying to do is, I'm trying to say that's not a disadvantage. What I'm trying to say is that's actually an advantage. Because we can cut out our own lane and help people. Because here's the deal. The people in administration are using tech.
Yeah.
And people in religious categories are using tech. So, wouldn't it be a great advantage if two people, because you're good at tech, you're a computer engineer, so am I, right? You're a software engineer, so am I. Wouldn't it be awesome if two software engineers, from one from administrative and one from religious background, says, let's start a tech company? It's definitely, if not awesome, it's definitely unique.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. And that's how we carve out our own lane. And that's why I'm asking this very weird question. Because I don't think it's a disadvantage. I don't think it's a disadvantage that we're not the pick of the litter as far as, or the we are the pick of the litter. We're just not the obvious pick. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, here's what we're going to do, and this is how we close the podcast, is while we walk in this store and finish our business, we're going to list all our unfair advantages on that same note, so I can just have one note, right? Mm-hmm. And we are going to tie those. We're going to use those unfair advantages to project a trajectory for this company. Make sense? Mm-hmm. Guys, I suggest you do the same thing. Go out there. And again, this is the behind the scenes, so you're building with us or you're listening to us build. I think you should stop building real quick and start listing your unfair advantage. Because in yours and your partner's, what do you do better than anybody else? Like, what makes it unfair that you get to do your job? Because it's something you do. Like, maybe you're a surfer. And you're like, and guess what? Surfers use tech, too. Maybe you can find a way to use technology to ride a wave longer. Because waves are simply vibrations. It's the Earth's vibrations moving water. That's like, to ride a wave is you're literally riding a vibration. Now, and you know what? One of my unfair advantages you need to list is I understand quantum physics more than the average person. Like, I'm actually thinking about getting my doctorate in physics because I understand quantum physics. So let's, that's a play a huge part as well. But let's think about this for a second. Let's think about it. You're just an energy field, and you're riding another energy field. So if you're a surfer, what if you can create some sort of tech that lets you identify when the peak of these vibrations will happen, mm-hmm. and when the non-peaks of these vibrations will happen, so then you know when to catch the ride, the perfect wave, and then you know when the perfect wave isn't out there, and then maybe you can develop some sort of training program to where you know, okay, for novices, I need the waves to be between this and this, the vibrations between this and this. For the experts, they need to go out Tuesday because according to my tech meter or whatever, mm-hmm. it says it's going to be rough and that's going to be for the, right? Wouldn't that make you so much money? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's my point there. Anybody from anything, you have I think I said this in one of our motivational podcasts. Everybody has genius level talent. And so find your unfair advantages, and incorporate them into the business you're trying to begin. Right? And here's the dude. Look, guys, you're definitely trying to start something. You wouldn't even be listening to this podcast. Whether you're trying to start a business or start the new you. Mm. So identify your unfair advantage and ride that wave as far as you can. So that's what we're going to do, Tempest. Those are unfair advantages. Well, we're going to finish listing them today. No exceptions. We're going to incorporate those into what we're building. Fair enough?
That's cool.
All right. Do we close out behind the scenes? Or we don't close it out? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, no close. bye.
Hi, guys. Just want to thank you guys once again for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. For more information about us, about what's going on with our company, you can visit revtony.org. That's revtony.org. There you'll find more information about Antonio, his book Keep Walking, and future books, future projects. And once again, thanks for tuning in. Please comment, rate, and subscribe. If you subscribe, you won't have to keep checking back. The episodes will just automatically download to you and you'll get notifications like that. But please comment and rate. Your comments actually help us become better, but also lets the world know what we're doing. So that would be most appreciated. Thanks again. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
And that's right, guys. I completely agree with Tempest. I definitely appreciate you for what you do. You can go anywhere else and do all that you want to do and be all that you want to be. But for whatever reason, you came here to this podcast, and I'm so grateful. Please continue to rate and comment. Just as Tempest has said, we definitely appreciate that. We started this as a motivational tool just for average people trying to do extra average things. We definitely appreciate that. Listen, we're just regular. We're just regular, doing irregular, and giving it all back to you. Keep listening, and then keep smiling. It looks good on your face.